However, these doctors of the soul quickly became preoccupied with more material matters, the physical brain and how to manipulate or destroy it. As the field of psychiatry grew, so did its definitions. In 1871, The Physical Degeneration of the French People was published, a paper that left the impression that simply being French constituted a mental illness. One of psychiatry's leading figures, Richard von Krafft-Ebing, added to his list of varieties of mental disorders political and reformatory insanity, meaning any inclination to form a different opinion from that of the masses, the trio of researchers added. At the time of World War I, the attempt to bring respectability to the emerging psychiatric profession resulted in a certain bonding between psychiatry and the aristocratic German government. The German military was particularly impressed with the therapy of Fritz Kaufmann because it referred to war neurosis or shell shock. Based on the idea that anti-war behavior was a chemobiological dysfunction, the Kaufmann therapy consisted of applied electrical shocks, actually more of a disciplinary measure than true medical therapy. The army was delighted that recalcitrant troops, following electroshock, quickly agreed to return to service. Psychiatry continued to grow in power, even as its agenda continued to widen. Psychiatrist P.J. Mobius, who had lectured on the psychological feeble-mindedness of the woman, pronounced, "The psychiatrist should be the judge about mental health, because only he knows what ill means." Such arrogance of belief soon led to the creation of various psychiatric organizations, such as the Gesellschaft für Rassenhygiene, or Society for Racial Hygiene, which only served to further the ambitions of the profession. Since no one has yet found a significant and general cure for insanity, psychiatrists turned to the dubious concept of prevention. This came to be known as mental hygiene, a bland term for the prevention of mental illness, whatever form that might take. In the Germany of the 1930s, the rush to isolate and cure mental defectives quickly was interpreted to include malcontents and dissidents opposed to the Nazi regime. This open-ended concept resulted in the Nazi Sterilization Act, which went into effect in July 1933, just 6 months after Hitler's ascension to power. One of the leading and articulate authorities behind the rationale for this act was Dr. Ernst Rudin, a psychiatrist who in 1930 had traveled to Washington, D.C. to present a paper called The Importance of Eugenics and Genetics in Mental Hygiene.